Hosea chapter 2, we'll be reading the entire chapter, verses 1 through 23. Hosea chapter 2, verses 1 through 23. And beloved, these are the words of our great God. Say to your brothers, Ami, and to your sisters, Ruama. Contend with your mother. Contend, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband. And let her put away her harlotry from her face, and her adultery from between her breasts. Or I will strip her naked, and expose her on the day when she was born. I will also make her like a wilderness, make her like desert land, and slay her with thirst. Also I will have no compassion on her children, because they are children of harlotry. For their mother has played the harlot. She who conceived them has acted shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up her way with thorns, and I will build a wall against her so that she cannot find her paths. She will pursue her lovers, but she will not overtake them. And she will seek them, but will not find them. Then she will say, I will go back to my first husband, for it is better for me than now. For she does not know then that it was I who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the oil, and lavished on her silver and gold which they used for bale. Therefore I will take back my grain at harvest time, and my new wine in its season. I also take away my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And then I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and no one will rescue her out of my hand. I will also put an end to all her gaiety, her feasts, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her festal assemblies. I will destroy her vines and fig trees, of which she said, these are my wages, which my lovers have given me. And I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field will devour them. I will punish her for the days of the Baals, when she used to offer sacrifices to them, and adorn herself with her earrings and jewelry, and follow her lovers, so that she forgot me, declares the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, bring her into the wilderness, and speak kindly to her. Then I will give her her vineyards from there, and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. And she will sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt. It will come about in that day, declares the Lord, that you will call me Ishi, and will no longer call me Ba'ali. For I will remove the names of the Baals from her mouth, so that they will be mentioned by their names no more. In that day I will also make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, the birds of the sky, and the creeping things of the ground. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land, and will make them lie down in safety. I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in loving kindness and in compassion. And I will betroth you to me in faithfulness. Then you will know the Lord. It will come about in that day that I will respond, declares the Lord. I will respond to the heavens, and they will respond to the earth. And the earth will respond to the grain and to the new wine and to the oil, and they will respond to Jezreel. I will sow her for myself in the land. I will also have compassion on her, who had not obtained compassion. And I will say to those who are not my people, you are my people. And they will say, you are my God. Beloved, that is the word of the Lord. Much like the last chapter, we see here Yahweh through the prophet showing forth sin in the people of Israel. It begins declaring my people in verse 1, mercy and compassion to these people, not that they would receive it, but to convict them of their sin because they are not my people. And they are the ones who are not receiving compassion, lo ruamah, as we heard in chapter 1. Israel was still showing forth their idolatry, showing forth their prostitution. They're prostituting themselves spiritually to other gods, as it talked about here, serving the Baals, worshiping the Baals, serving idols, forgetting God and their obligations to Him. We also see that the Lord threatens to take away from Israel all those things that were gained or used in their serving in idols. And that, with the word picture here of the prostitute who gains the wool and the flax and all those things that the Lord gave, He would take them away. And yet the Lord in His covenant mercy promises to return His mercy to them for His own sake, verse 14. And to the end of the chapter we see all these promises of a remnant to restore them to their former prosperity, verse 15, to cure them of their inclination towards idolatry through verse 17, to renew His covenant with them through verse 20, and to bless them with all good things through the rest of the passage. A very last verse, very important to our passage in 1 Peter, as 1 Peter or chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, verse 10, quotes that very last verse, and so we'll come back to that in a few moments. But we are called here in this again to turn to the Lord from our sinful ways, lest we become like Israel and be condemned in our sin. We'll notice here in verse 19 and 20, as it's talking about 18 through 20, it's talking about the covenant that goes back to creation. You see the language there in verse 18 of the creation account. But that covenant language and the faithfulness of God is covenant mercy. Being upon His remnant, we'll say the remnant, those who would believe. Then, it says, you will know the Lord. You will know Him better and greater and as your God. So if you are Christ, if you are His people, then you will not live like Israel did. You'll be His people. You'll be shown mercy eternally. And yet here, your remaining sin should also convict you. That you would turn from it unto God, that being another proof and assurance of your salvation in Christ. The picture given here should be very clear and shocking. I would encourage you to go home and read it again this evening and this week. Israel and you sinning, entering into idolatry is like a woman who's married to the Lord. We have a bridegroom, our Savior Christ. It's like a woman, we are like a woman when we sin who is married, whoring herself to another man, other men, for earthly gain. That's what we do when we sin. And that's the picture here. So let us put to death the sin that remains and put on Christ with great zeal and striving after Him and being satisfied in Him alone. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful in Christ that You have given us a husband, the bridegroom, who though we continue in sin and are like Israel in the ways described here, whoring ourselves, prostituting ourselves out to the gods of this world and to earthly things and idolizing them and worshiping them, You still show us covenant mercy and faithfulness. And Lord, we acknowledge that we don't deserve any of that. It is here shown how gruesome and gross a picture it is for us to sin when we have our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. And may it not be that we would become a people who are known as no mercy, or not My people, but rather that You would sow within us a great harvest, fruit, as we grow in our holiness in Christ. We pray that we would love Christ, that we would be satisfied in Christ fully, not needing anything else or anyone else but Him alone. Father, we're We're praising you that you've given us the Son. And you've given us our bodies and our health. And so we pray also that you would heal our bodies. We pray for Karen that you would strengthen her body. We pray that you would be with Mary Ashley as she searches for a place to stay, as she moves within the month and starts her new job. We pray that you would bless her work. Bless her with a godly church where the gospel is proclaimed in word and sacrament. And pray for Dina this week as she begins going to this other doctor, that you would give healing through that. And strengthen us all to serve you. And as we heard and sang about in the, after the call to worship, that we would proclaim your excellencies, proclaim your greatness, even as we've read in this passage, how you continue to show mercy to a people who are much like a prostitute. And yet still you are good to us. And bless us in Christ. Thank you that though deserving hell, we do not receive it. In Christ alone, we pray in His name. Amen.